Yeah, so the truancy process is laid out in school code, but what has not been consistent is kind of the number of absences that where students maybe get truancy tickets, or when students end up in court or go to a hearing. All of that's been very vague. So we're looking across the region to set up a process where everyone goes through the process with the same number of unexcused absences. So you get your letter writing process, truancy tickets, and sitting in front of a truancy review board, all for the same number of unexcused absences.
And I assume the motivation behind this was probably the school districts that you represent, that they want some uniformity in it all. And I assume some, you know, even the law enforcement people that you deal with in the four counties, they probably would be better suited to see more of a streamlining of this type of process.
So I think not only that, not only, you know, law enforcement in the school districts, but the students and families themselves, kind of understanding what the process is, how it works, you know, how important it is to be in school, and kind of what the legal requirements are for attending school. I think so if you set up a process that's the same for everyone, then people know and understand what to expect.